Hey everybody. So as you can see, I'm here by myself tonight. Ryan is away on business. So I thought it'd be really, really cool to just kind of sit, chill, hang out, talk to the chat room. I've got Josh and Jim that are going to join me momentarily, and we're going to talk all about how awesome SWC has been today. So that is the Smite World Championships, for those of you who are wondering. So I'm going to bring them in. We're going to chat about that. And if you guys have any other questions or topics, anything that you want to know about, just shoot it into chat. I'm super excited. So this is me doing all my stuff. Wrong Josh. And Josh and Jim, I think we're just going to do audio because that's easier.
What's up?
Oh, hey, Josh, how's things? We are live on Amove.
I will make sure I...
Don't say anything offensive because that's usually a big issue with you. I always have to remind Ryan that, you know, he's got to be...
Does that ever stop him?
No.
Well, this is accidental, though.
Oh, that's the thing. He never means it. And I'm just going to pull Jim in. So how's your day been, dude?
It's been fantastic watching just Smite.
I was going to say, like, you have actually been off all day, which is amazing. I'm so jealous. I'm like sitting there on Twitter at work and I'm like, doing stupid work stuff, check my phone, and Josh is like, did you see the blah? I'm like, no. I haven't seen anything.
Well, once Jimmy mentioned something about checking him out later, I was like, you know, maybe I should stop tweeting for for everyone else, you know. So I didn't pick tweeting back up until Jimmy started going back and forth with me about it.
I see. Yeah.
I was looking online for recaps as soon as they ended anyway.
I think if you guys are following him on Twitter, Octane was retweeting when they put the videos up on YouTube. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm actually, after I do this whole Q&A thing, I'm going to be on Azeroth Roundtable, and that usually goes for like 2 hours. So after that, I'm going to start watching Smite videos because I accidentally fell asleep when I got home. So I slept for like, yeah.
I was wondering why you were so quiet. So you missed all of it then.
I missed the entire day. That's why I wanted to bring you guys on to talk about it. And I don't care about spoilers. It's totally fine because it's my bad for missing it. So first of all, what team are you guys cheering for?
I am going for Cognitive Prime. Just because they're one of the original ones out there. And there's also a Cognitive Red team, but they're all like not even old enough to go on a field trip without a permission slip. So I feel like
okay.
They have some time to grow up. Like literally there's a dude who's 15 years old on that.
Wow,
team.
That's so like, and I always find that so impressive because there's a couple Hearthstone players that same thing, and I know there's been StarCraft players in the past, and I know there's probably lots and lots of esport players that are really, really young, but those are the ones I'm familiar with. Those are the games that I've followed in the esports world. And it's so impressive when you see like these 14, 15, and 16 year olds and they're just going super, super hardcore. And you're just like, how are you in like the top 16 in the world right now? Like, I can't even like build my base before I get Zerg rushed.
Yeah, I don't have any particular rooting interest. The team I really like, Complexity, they're not in it. Uh-huh. So I guess I'll root for one of the cogs just because, you know, Romerica.
See, and this is the thing, like, I've been so into Smite, but I haven't really picked up Smite as an esport. I was just super excited to see all of the like high-end top players doing Conquest because it's a mode that I don't play very often. Well, actually, truth be told, I don't play ever. So and for those of you who don't know, Conquest is like more of your traditional MOBA type experience. So it's like three lanes with a jungle and you know five on each team, all that kind of stuff. So Rem told me that I should cheer for Cog Red. So I think I probably will because I like the young teams. That they're, even though they're young, they're still so dedicated to the sport. So I'm there.
Well, you are going.
Oh. Oh.
You are going to be disappointed then because they were the number one seed, but they lost So now, instead of getting into semifinals, they have to battle through quarterfinals.
Ah, oh, they will. They'll be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be against
no idea.
OMG. So,
oh, yeah, but OMG is a...
Yeah, they're the best of the teams from the other regions, but... I mean, I'm rooting for one for either them or Wheel of Bacon to at least win a game.
Wait, wait, there's a team with bacon in their name? Why are we not all cheering for them?
Well,
I also love bacon.
Well, me too. But
yeah, I don't think they're going to last much longer. Yeah.
I mean, OMG is the best of those teams, but I just have the feeling they're going to get stomped so hard tomorrow. They surprised Titan, came out with, you know, early aggression, stuff they weren't expecting, but if you just watch, I only saw the last three matches. So I saw OMG versus, I think it was 404, and watching that, then watching the other two matches afterwards, it's just such a massive talent difference.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, is that the four teams that came out of Brazil and China, three of them looked pretty bad. So yeah. OMG is the only one that actually came out and looked good, but their game against Titan earlier in the day, whew. Like, there was a point in that game that they were like, Titan is going to lose to OMG. But Titan's late game comp kicked in and turned it around. But, I mean, people were like, this OMG team is, they're about to take down Titan.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I think they got him in. You got young kids, they could buckle under the pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but I just can't see it. The American and European teams are just too damn good. It's just the way they're so fast. They just swarm to objectives, to team fights. It's just such a difference watching them.
It's all about that,
I was really impressed by them. I mean, I've watched, you know, a decent amount of, you know, even some like tournament games or ranked games, and even that is just, this is just a whole nother level. It's really incredible. Makes me realize how freaking bad I am at this game.
I thought that too. There was a time I managed to catch just like 2 or 3 minutes because I was logging into Twitch to try to figure out how I get my items and stuff. And so I just caught a couple of minutes, and there was this, I don't know who it was, but someone was playing Skilla. And
that match was fantastic.
I was like, all I saw was this wave clear, which is like the most basic thing ever. But it was like a perfect wave clear. Like, I was just like, oh my god, I am so bad. She like used her like little doggy things to catch the first like creep because that made them all fit in her circle ability. And then she just went kaboom and killed them all. I was like, oh my god.
It's like, so beautiful, isn't it?
I know, but I'm so terrible. Like, it makes me want to like never stream again because I'm just like, whoever's watching this is going to think this is how you play. This is not how you play.
Well, to anybody that wants to pick up Smite, you know, our games are much more closer to what they're going to be playing than these games. Because, I mean, you know, I play a decent amount of Conquest, and it is, you really can't learn a lot about playing Conquest from watching these games because it's just so different.
Ignatium in the chat asked what SWC is. That's a Smite World Championships. So we're talking, today was day one, and they have the, I think, third largest prize pool ever, but Dota 2 is the only one that has given away more money than Smite. So they're like second game, third biggest prize pool sort of thing. And they have, is it 2.6 million?
Yes.
Yeah, so $2.6 million that they're giving away, and $2 million of that is totally crowdfunded. So I think that's so cool.
Speaking of crowdfunded, they handed out their check to the American Red Cross for all the money raised from the Romerica skin.
How much was it?
So cool, because the check had a giant Romerica on it.
Oh my god, I had to find an image.
I was just going to say, I'm going to find an image and see if I can put it up. Because I know you tweeted me something about it. You're like, there's a giant check with Romerica on it. I was like, what?
Like, you know the big checks that they hand out, right?
Yeah.
At the top left corner of it was just a picture of Romerica just standing proudly. I was like, yes. I don't want the money. Just give me the check. I hang that sucker on my wall.
Google's like, did you mean America check? No, I'm like, no. No, I do not.
Romerica.
Clearly Google doesn't understand.
No, Google does not understand, and there's no picture of it either. Lame.
Yeah, not finding anything. Hopefully it'll turn up, because I need to see that. They might be in a VOD.
I'm sure it will be.
Sorry
yeah,
if I hum every now and then. I'm listening to a song.
So pro, dude.
I'm humming something into the mic, and I'm like, wait a minute. They can't hear this song. Now I want to find it.
I know.
I will find it.
And this is, like, the absolute best both video and audio experience that the podcasting audience is getting right now.
I didn't even see how much it was. Like, I was just like, that check looks so cool. And they're like, oh, here's money to Red Cross. But I'm like, I don't care. That check looks so cool.
So we've got $1.3 million going to the first place team, which is just insane. Like, I mean, we thought the Firebat won a lot of money at BlizzCon. Screw that.
Oh, yeah. I kind of wonder, actually, what's going to happen with, like, Heroes of the Storm tournaments, like, at BlizzCon. Because they only do, you know, they've only done $250,000 prize pools for, you know, the other games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to be peanuts in terms of, like, you know, MOBA prize pools.
Right.
So I imagine it's got to be much higher than that.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. What do they do for Warcraft? Because I don't pay too much attention to the Warcraft PvP scene. But, I imagine, that's esports. Like, I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's as big because it doesn't catch as much of an audience.
Well, like, Heroes doesn't capture that much of an audience. I love Blizzard, and I'm really super excited that they're doing a MOBA. But, yeah. If Hearthstone with 20 million players is only getting prize pools of $250,000, Blizzard's not going to sink millions into Heroes.
Yeah, but Heroes is also still in closed beta.
Is it in closed beta now, or is it still alpha? I haven't logged in a while.
4 more days and it becomes closed beta officially. Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't see... Oh, wait, did I find... didn't find
yeah.
it.
Damn. Yeah, WoW's prize pool at BlizzCon 2014 was also 250k.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I can't see any of them unless they do a crowdfunding thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would think they have to do something. Because they don't want... It's just going to look really kind of bad if they're giving out $250K for the largest Heroes tournament there is, while, you know, Smite from a practically unknown company does $2.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, a lot of that was crowdfunded. But it's crowdfunded in a way where, like, we're still getting something. Like, for Blizzard, how do you do that for Hearthstone?
Like, you
can give gold cards or something like that.
Yeah, like a card back or something, but that's one thing. So,
It would have to
skins and wards. You know, that was just a whole lot of things. So.
I feel like it would have to be cards. Like they would have to have cards like they had for participating in the beta and helping test the store. What card was that? It's a legendary
Elite Torn Chieftain.
No, not ETC. ETC Gelbin. Was Gelbin. Thank you, Jim. Yeah, so in that case, you get the golden version for doing whatever the thing is, but you can craft the non-golden version so that it keeps the game balanced. So I think if they were going to do something like that, it would have to be, it would have to be cards, gold cards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have to worry about Hearthstone prize pool. It's not like there's really other card games to compete with besides Magic, which is a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But... I mean, they're going to have to do something to get the prize pool at least respectable compared to other MOBAs.
Yeah.
But, they can always figure out a crowdfunding thing, too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do to try to make Heroes competitive. But Ignatium in the chat says that Hearthstone has been such a huge success that it's really bad timing for Heroes. And I agree with that. I mean, Heroes has not really drawn me in. And part of the problem with that is, or I guess not problem, but Smite is definitely the reason for that, is because when I couldn't get into the Heroes Alpha, I started playing Smite because I wanted, you know, something to do. And I've just freaking loved it. And I'm just going way, way into the Smite world. And so between Smite and Hearthstone, I'm just like, well, I don't really need or want Heroes, you know? Like, I'm getting my Blizzard fix through Hearthstone and WoW. And then I'm like, I'm getting my MOBA fix through Smite, and I actually, now that I've tried it from a third-person view, I wouldn't want to go back to, like, the top-down thing. I've tried Heroes, and every time I try it, as long as I'm playing with friends, it's really fun. But I would never just, like, solo queue. And it's still in alpha, so solo queuing should be a fairly okay experience in terms of, like, there shouldn't be too many jerks in it. But you never know. Like,
I think right now the problem with Heroes of the Storm is that, like, Smite found success in being a different kind of MOBA with a third-person view.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that's making Heroes of the Storm different is the lack of items and the focus on objectives. But
yeah, the maps,
in
yeah.
all the other MOBA, you know, with League of Legends and Dota, objectives are still very important, and it's still top-down click. So I don't think it's as different as it needs to be from the other two big ones to really make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Though it does offer, you know, real variety in the maps, because League and Dota just have, you know, the single map. And even Smite, it's really just the one map for Conquest. And then there's other modes with different maps, but they're, you know, completely different. So that is just kind of an extra niche it can fill.
Niche. But it's niche.
Niche.
Think of Neath.
But then shh. Yeah. Like, quiet, Neath. Yeah, niche.
Niche. Fine. Back to gaming talk. Now that the blessing is over. And plus, I mean, they're going to depend a lot on just, you know, the Blizzard fan base, which is a very real thing.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
That's a pretty massive thing.
Yeah.
All right, chat room, come on. Where's all the questions? What do we want to talk about? Not that we shouldn't keep talking about SOT. What are you guys talking about, or what are you guys looking forward to tomorrow? I just had the schedule open and I totally closed it because I'm an idiot.
I'm looking for Cognitive Prime to do more unexpected picks, because the last game that was on for today, they busted out AMC B Guy and Skilla.
I love B Guy.
Like, their B Guy just ripped apart towers, and Skilla was just doing what Skilla does best and just blows everyone out of the water.
So all of these times, oh, they're all in Eastern. Okay, so it starts at 11 a.m. with a pre-show. 11 a.m. my time, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Really?
Yeah.
Today was 11.
Huh. Well, there's a pre-show. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, 11. Yeah, the doors opened at 10 today. So, but yeah, gotcha. Tomorrow, quarterfinal number one is at 10:30 Eastern tomorrow morning. So, oh my God, there's so much. It's like all day.
Yeah, it's all best of threes tomorrow.
It goes all the way until midnight.
Yep.
Oh, man. This is going to be amazing. And then on Sunday, we've got our consolation and finals.
See, I work on Sunday. So tempted to call in.
You really should not be working on Sunday.
I don't understand. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I have, like, the Colts are playing the Broncos this weekend, and yet Smite is, like, just the whole time. And I'm like, how am I going to Smite and football? I don't have enough screen real estate. Yeah, I think maybe I'm going to have, like, one earbud in on my iPad watching Smite, and then, like, football over here, and, like, yes, Bronco hype, yes.
That's the way to do it.
I'm actually, you guys can laugh at me, but I'm going to go get my nails done tomorrow, and I'm going to get all blue and orange for Bronco colors, because... Oh,
I'm leaving.
Feel
the
really
call.
Silly if they leave, if they lose.
Well, and I was thinking about that, but I'm like, no. I love Peyton, and true love lasts a lifetime, so my nails, even if they lose, can last 3 weeks, and that's fine.
It's okay, no one in Halifax is likely to know what that's for anyway.
That's true, that's true. Yeah. I'm going to get little, like, footballs on them, and little, like, 18s for Peyton, because I love him.
What is that ball of boot? Is that supposed to be a soccer?
Stop making fun of Canadians, we know what football is.
Yeah, and I don't know. Broncos cool, but I don't know. The Peyton hype was awesome, but I would have loved it more if Peyton went into the other division, so him and Brady can have a Super Bowl against one another. Because Tom Brady Peyton Manning games are so awesome. The battle of the two best quarterbacks, it's just fantastic.
I hate him.
Do we really want the hype?
Just exactly for that reason. Sorry, Jim, what?
Do we really want to have to deal with the hype of that matchup twice a year?
Yes.
Plus maybe again in the playoffs?
I am thoroughly disappointed that the Smite game Twitter did not take a picture of that check.
What?
They have pictures of people setting up computers and logos. Nobody took a picture of the Red Cross check. Come on.
I'm going to check Octane and see if he... Because he's Rural there, and so is Rem. Somebody check Rem. Come on, get on this.
I didn't see Rem post any pictures.
Those are all VODs.
What? Ignatium, hockey is not foreign to Americans.
Hockey's amazing.
We have more of the teams in America.
Nope, he posted a picture of the... Oh my god, the trophy is amazing.
Yeah, the hammer is detachable too. That's so cool.
What?
Yep.
Oh my god, that's the best thing ever. Okay, I have to figure out how to get this up on stream so you guys can see. No, don't give me... I want to save the picture. Oh, it won't let me. Okay, I'm going to try to screen cap this, guys. Hang on.
You guys watched the video of the new Conquest map?
Oh, looks so cool.
So pretty. That's another advantage that Smite has over the other MOBAs. Even Heroes of the Storm being the newest one, is it just looks so damn good.
Well, the League of Legends did an update on their graphics, and it looks a lot better, too.
Okay, there we go. I did it. So
still, not as good as Smite.
Seriously, best trophy ever. So you're telling me, that's Thor's hammer, right?
Sure.
And you can actually grab it and like pull it out of the trophy?
But only if you're Thor.
Oh, obviously.
And if you haven't pissed off Odin lately.
That is so cool looking. I freaking love it. That's just amazing.
I just feel like I would hit somebody with it. Like, just once. Just be like, dude, it was going to happen. We might as well get this over with. Just hold still. Yes, from what I understand, that is a detachable hammer.
So jealous. So jealous.
Telling you. A Move Clan 2015 championship.
All right.
You know, I really, really, really do want to get into Conquest and I really want to try, but then seeing them play tonight is actually a little bit discouraging because I'm just like, I play Smite often, but I feel like in order to get to that level, I would have to play like all day, every day. They are so badass and so hardcore that I'm just like, I'm never going to get there.
Well, you don't have to worry about getting there.
You just said A Move champions, what? So I'm pretty sure I do have to get there.
Well, Josh said that, not me.
Look, the difference is, though, is like we play Assault, so we're constantly playing different gods.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that, like, even myself, if I sat down and played the same probably 4 or 5 gods instead of a whole bunch of different ones, I could probably get a lot better at the ones that I do play.
And that's probably, yeah, that is true. Because I can't even remember. I guess every once in a while we play in Arena. I haven't played a Conquest in months. So yeah, the last time I picked gods was a long, long time ago. And switching between gods is really, really difficult because you have to remember not only what all the abilities are and what they do, but then how they combo well together. And man, it's hard to go from, especially if you can jump from like melee to ranged and, you know, something like support to tanky stuff to DPS. And there's so many different ways that you have to make your brain jump around and different play styles you have to know to play Assault. I think it's a pretty tough mode, but makes it so it's really hard to master, like, and I mean, actually master, as opposed to just like having mastery levels. I'm just talking about getting good at a god. It's really hard in Assault, so. But I don't know who... Okay, so if we were to put together a Conquest team in Smite, what would your god of choice be? Josh?
Well, first we have to decide what roles we'd play. Because, yes. I mean, first and foremost, as much as like I hop around on which gods I like, I would want to focus on playing whichever role's left over. Like, you would... In my mind, you would either be solo lane or mid lane or the ADC carry.
YOLO solo!
Since you like the hunters, you'd probably be ADC.
Okay, so what's ADC?
It's actually a League of Legends term. It's attack damage carry.
Oh, okay. It's
basically just usually an auto attack character that just puts out a shitload of damage late game with, you know, just basic attacks for the most part. So are you saying
I can't handle abilities, Josh? I can only do...
Well, no, it's just you have your abilities too. But, you know, something like Neith.
Okay. Hey, Berserker Gnome.
Hey, Gnome.
Yeah, it's your hunters. So your bee guy, Neith, Artemis.
I do like Cupid. All three of those characters, and I would be okay with just learning how to master. Even, you know, and I think it's a really good idea because, and again, I haven't watched any of SWC yet, so... Do they actually get to ban characters?
Yes.
Okay, so then obviously you have to know more than one. So I feel like, yeah, knowing Neith, Artemis, and B-Guy would be... That'd be good. I would enjoy that.
Only be if we ever actually did, like, real tournaments.
Which we will! Jim, you're talking about, like, this isn't going to happen. This is totally going to happen. I'm going to do this. Okay. I'm going to get super hardcore right now, starting today.
Okay. Yeah, you probably want to have a stable of... probably at least like 4 to 5 gods for your role, because you also have to like think about counter picks, who's going to be good against who the other team has already picked and such.
So do you go back and forth, like you there one team gets one pick, the other team gets another pick, and back and forth and back and forth?
It usually goes like, I think the first team picks one, then the next team picks two.
Oh, okay, I see.
Two, then two, then one.
Then one again, yeah. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
First they alternate bands, so Team A bans one, then Team B, then Team A, then Team B. Then Team A picks one, then yes. Team B picks two, Team A picks one, Team B picks one, then they ban another god each, and then it goes 1-2-1.
That's so complicated.
Yeah. It's a little weird, but it's how it works. I'm not sure, Ignatium, how Dota's process is. I know it's similar to the League of Legends process, except League of Legends bans their characters, all three of them, in the beginning. They don't go back to a banning phase. So, yeah. I don't know how Dota works.
Yeah, there's, I had something to say about that. Oh, and of course, at the end, once everybody's picked, you can switch characters between your players. That way, you know, if you say your jungler is going to be picking last, but you really want to grab, say, Kali for him, someone else can grab him early and switch him to him later. Because there's always, you know, some picks you ought to worry about the other team taking or the other team banning later, stuff like that.
Hmm. So, Baton216? In the chat room says, wants to know how long we think it's going to be before the Smite beta is on Xbox One.
I think it's going to be pretty soon.
I think so too, because the sign up just went live a week ago, maybe. And I think we're probably going to see it maybe a month tops. And then I think we're going to see PS4 very shortly after actual release. Like, I don't think that it's going to be exclusive to Xbox One for very long.
Really? Yeah. I don't think it'll be so soon, but I mean,
yeah,
they
I think they might
absolutely nothing about another platform.
Yeah, they might wait till it actually is out for a while so they can actually see, you know, really how well it does before putting time and money.
They did actually say today that they are, oh hey, the Jayonce, hi. They did say that they're going to do like a one-time download sort of a situation. And they didn't say if it was going to be like for a limited time only or whatever. I would hope it would be, you know, a one-time download on like from your account whenever you happen to get an Xbox One, whenever you happen to get Smite for Xbox One. But anyways, they did say that you get to download from your PC account once to your Xbox account, so that if you do have mastery levels, skins, all that kind of stuff, whatever gods you have unlocked, you will have all that on your Xbox version as well. Then obviously if you go and buy a skin, then, you know, there's that one-time download, so then there's a separation of accounts after that. So
yeah, you're talking about the account cloning.
Mm-hmm. yeah
I like how they didn't mention that part that you had just said, where like after that first clone, you technically have two separate accounts.
Yeah.
So, and like for me, my main account would probably be PC. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'd be buying all the skins and stuff. Because, I mean, unfortunately, it doesn't sound like they're going to be doing cross-platform between Xbox One and PC?
No.
I mean, no, they're not. They're not. Which is stupid said, because it's all freaking Microsoft. Get your shit together.
They said during the stream, they were like, well, we feel that Xbox One players will want to play with Xbox One players and PC players will enjoy more playing with PC players.
No!
And I was like, what?
That's such a cop-out.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god. No, that's wrong. I want to play with my friends. And if I want to be sitting at my PC for two matches and then go, okay, dudes, I'm just going to go switch over to my Xbox. I don't want everyone in my party to have to switch over to Xbox because I feel like being a lazy ass and sitting on my couch with a controller. Yeah,
there would be people that would not be happy about having the Xbox people come on. Because there's definitely a view, I don't know if it's true or not, that the game's going to be tougher with the controller.
Well, and that's always been kind of the argument is that, you know, if you do cross-platform play, one of the things that you have to think about is how the game balances when you have, like, keyboard and mouse versus controller, and then even controller to controller, so an Xbox controller to a PS4 controller, and is everybody equal, and are we all on the same footing? But at the same time, like, if you are playing at a level where that is actually going to make a significant difference, that means, like, you are way up here. You are not the normal, like, gamer sitting on their couch with their controller versus me at my PC. Like, there's different levels of gaming, and if it's going to be, like, how fast you can press your buttons is going to make a serious competitive difference, you are so the 1%. Like... Oh my god, that makes me so angry. That's such a cop-out.
Well, played with the controller, like, I can tell you there is a difference. I mean, I prefer the PC just because I think I've been playing it longer, but if I sit down with the controller itself, then, I don't know. Like, I can see what they're saying with how it'll be different. But
I agree, it's different.
So different that you need to keep them separated.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that I think they're going to be exactly the same. I'm just saying that there's no reason that the majority of the audience can't just play cross-platform. Like, that's dumb. And if you're really competing, you're probably on PC anyway, so their argument is invalid.
Well, no, it would be a concern in Conquest because you're not going to have access to VGS. I can't imagine you would. With a controller and...
What's VGS?
Unless you're on the emotes.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right.
So unless you're in voice chat, you would have a major disadvantage in communication, which is a really big deal in Conquest.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking probably with the Xbox, they're probably expecting everyone to be in voice chat.
Well, I think they'll include a radial menu. Like a quick pop-up menu for it.
Mm.
And, I mean, just like us using, you know, VVGG, we hit enough times to where we could do it so quickly that I'm pretty sure if you use some sort of radial menu program with the Xbox controller, that you'll eventually get used to it and it takes half a second to do.
That's true.
Maybe. I don't really have much experience doing stuff with controllers. I don't know if Microsoft would allow it anyway, even if Hi-Rez wanted to do it.
Yeah, I just saw your comment in the chat room. So Borderlands 2?
Yep, Gearbox. Yeah, I think Gearbox is developed, but they wanted to do it. They wanted all the versions to be able to play together because there's no reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
But Microsoft and Sony wouldn't allow it.
Why do these big companies not play well together? Like, what difference would it make to them, really and truly? Do they think I'm going to go buy Borderlands 2 three times, once on PlayStation, once on Xbox, and once on PC? No, probably not. I'm going to make a choice. So just let me play on whatever platform I want to play on, and let me play with my friends.
Yeah, the only game that I know that has ever done that is Final Fantasy XI, crossed between PlayStation and PC. I'm not sure of any other ones that have done it, and it was pretty smooth. I never had an issue. I could play with PlayStation people while on the PC and vice versa. But I can't think of any other time in gaming history that I've seen cross-platform done.
No, yeah. And Ryan and I have talked about this before too. where, you know, it's just not a thing. Like, nobody does it, and they usually come up with some sort of excuse. Like, I mean, and even in this case, you know, oh, we don't think that our PC players are going to want to play against console players or vice versa. No, like, they always come up with these stupid excuses, or like, oh, the servers aren't configured properly. Then configure the fucking servers.
Well, they...
Sorry.
Language.
I know. I got really intense about that.
Well, they said there was no issues in regards to, like, hardware and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they made it sound like this is technically possible.
Of course it's possible.
But they totally wrote it off just going, oh, Xbox would enjoy playing with Xbox, and PC would enjoy playing with PC.
Wrong.
We don't need to do anything more than that.
I think the only way that...
But I want to relax on my couch while playing with people.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the only way that cross-platform could happen is something like Final Fantasy, where it's exclusive to one console. I can't imagine that the console makers ever agreeing to be able to play with the other consoles. Just because they're douchebags.
Well, that just means that Xbox One is the only one getting Smite.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they could still bring it to PS4. I just don't think they would, you know, any company would ever do cross-platform between, you know, a PlayStation and an Xbox.
I really strongly believe we're going to get it on PlayStation. I don't think we're going to get it on Wii U because it's Nintendo. Like... But I think we're gonna see it on PlayStation though, and I think it's gonna be sooner rather than later.
If it succeeds on Xbox, I would be very surprised if it didn't come to PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm just gonna take a second to remind the chat room, guys, we're just sitting here chilling, chatting about Smite because SWC is going on right now. It's a Smite World Championship. So if you guys have questions, thoughts, anything, I'm sitting here reading the chat room, so you know, just have at her. Let me know what you think. Ask me questions. Could be about anything. Doesn't have to be gaming. Definitely doesn't have to be Smite. If you have other gaming questions, throw them out there. I do talk about things that aren't Smite, I promise. So yeah, just bring it on.
Yeah, Baton saying they might be doing cross-platform Street Fighter V, but again, that's just PC and PS4.
Which I find, again, really interesting, because to me, the easiest and most obvious connection is PC and Xbox, because they're both Microsoft. So why are we not doing all kinds of stuff playing cross-platform on PC and Xbox? It blows my mind. It's crazy. What do I think about Pepe in my WoW garrison? I have not found/seen him yet. I have heard of the awesome that is him. It's a little bird that you get as like a helm sort of thing. And you can walk around with a bird on your head and he's adorable. And I don't know why, but it seems to have just absolutely exploded. There's a Twitter account, like everyone loves it. And I saw one of the WoW devs tweet saying like, oh, spend 3 years of my life, you know, building these garrison things, and then one afternoon I threw this stupid little bird in and everyone loves this freaking bird. Like, this one afternoon of my life versus 3 years, and then people can't stop talking about this bird. Like, oh man, that's gotta suck.
It's the internet.
It is the internet.
I mean, just think about it, if it was a cat.
Yeah.
That'd be
oh my
really
god.
Crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna see if I can find Pepe. Wow. Warcraft? I can't remember what the Twitter account is.
Oh man, I spent no time on Warcraft today. I'm supposed to be powering to level 100.
Why do that when you could play Smite?
Exactly. The disembodied voices are Josh and Jim. I brought them in because they've both been watching SWC today, and I missed out on the whole thing. So
wait, where's my body?
But I don't know. They can't see you because Ryan's not here. So
it's just Jocelyn in a black box.
Yep.
We're the voices inside Ryan's head.
At least you didn't say the voices inside Jocelyn's head, because if they thought I was talking to myself again for hours, that would be pretty crazy.
So why no Left 4 Dead 3? This needs to be fixed. I need a game where the only objective is if it moves, shoot it. I have no issues with Left 4 Dead 2. I have a lot of fun with it. There are times where I jump back to Left 4 Dead 1 and have a lot of fun with it. I just think right now the zombie market is a little oversaturated, just because that was all there was for the past 5 years. I can't even remember who produces Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, zombies are... They remain very popular, actually.
Let me see.
I own it, because it was free on Steam a while back, but I think I played it once, and I was just playing a single player, and I was actually disappointed, because I thought it was going to be like Borderlands, where if you're just playing by yourself, it's only you. Then I realized I had to micromanage like three other AIs, and that was just annoying.
Oh, Night Vale in the chat room says the Twitter account is your friend Pepe, which makes me laugh. And I just put a picture up. So this is an orc wearing Pepe as a hat. So this is the thing.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, he's adorable. Oops.
No. I can't remember who makes it. Valve? Steam, but... I didn't know Valve did Left 4 Dead.
The image of it. Like, the cover makes me think of Valve.
Well, they might have been.
Let's see. Yeah, it says, buy Valve Complete Pack, and it's included, so maybe. But yeah, developer and publisher, Valve.
Well, then the reason we're not getting Left 4 Dead 3 is because, as you can see, Half-Life 3, right around the corner. Valve doesn't do Trinities. Sorry, man. See? Ignatium called it.
They don't really do a lot of game development anymore, do they? At least not major titles.
So wait, no third installment, so no Portal 3?
Probably not.
Oh my god! You just totally wrecked my heart with that comment.
No Half-Life 3. Once it gets to 2, that you've pretty much experienced the best of the best of that series.
But,
sorry, guys.
But Portal! I need more GLaDOS in my life!
Well, there's Portal 2.
There's Janus and Smite.
Oh.
Let's see, Ragnarok. They have Dota 2. Yes, but do they have Dota 3? They don't.
It only they don't.
Goes up to 2.
And, I mean, Dota 2, they started development of that a very long time ago.
Yeah, so.
I mean, what was the last big Valve title that was released? Near Left 4 Dead 2 was in 2009.
I think Portal 2 came a little bit after it, if not around the same time. But it's kind of funny, though, all these games. I was thinking of it as a joke, but no. Dota 2, Portal 2, Half-Life 2, Left 4 Dead 2.
2 everything.
Maybe they can't count to 3.
Maybe. It's difficult.
Really sour.
It's 2011 for Portal 2.
Oh, yes, Ragnarok. So they are focusing a lot on Dota 2. Well, they have to, because part of the Dota 2 crowdfunding... They were like, oh, we're going to add this kind of game mode. And the crowd was like, all right, cool. Let's give them another $2 million. So
yeah,
they have quite a few game modes to update on for that one. Team Fortress 2 is another one. Yeah.
Yeah, MOBAs really require constant upkeep.
True.
Well, they're the ones with the biggest prize pools. So you got to.
I can't believe how much the genre has just exploded in the last, 3 to 5 years. It's crazy. Went from being not a thing at all to being like the biggest draws, the biggest prize pools, like everything. Just crazy. I don't understand.
I love the production value of the League of Legends World Championship series. Like, Smite has a long way to go before they hit Dota 2 League of Legends production value.
Yeah.
But I think for their first year, they're off to a good start.
Well, that's the thing.
A few awkward interviews, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean, Hearthstone has the same. I love Hearthstone interviews afterwards because just these people are not like. I remember when I was playing at a really competitive level in volleyball, we actually got like media coaching, and they taught us how to speak to media and answer questions and what you can say and can't say and everything else. And it was really, really, really funny to see these esport people because they don't get that. They're just, themselves sitting at home. Some people are on teams and that might be a little bit of a different situation. But for the most part, they're just like, I sit at home and I teach myself and I freaking love this game. And now I'm really competitive at it. And I don't actually know how to talk on camera. Like, what is this?
Yeah, it's very different than your physical athletes. Who usually, in college, sometimes even high school, you're in the minor leagues, they start to experience that media.
Mm-hmm.
Like with your volleyball, there's actually people that are supposed to help them with that.
Exactly. And so it's so funny to just see them
Someone needs to help Smite.
I love awkward interviews. It's like my favorite part.
They had a translator who struggled once or twice.
Yeah, that was funny.
Like, I was like, oh, poor dude. He's like translated, and he's like, oh, complexity red. I was like, doesn't he mean cognitive? He's like, oh, wait. And he said the word in Chinese again. Like, his mind could only think of the Chinese word for cognitive. So who was it? Hi-Rez Kelly. She's all like, cognitive red? He's like, oh, yes. And his head, you know, he bowed his head. He's just like, oh, what? I was like, oh, poor dude. You got it, man. Come on.
Yeah, it's not even his job to think of the answers. He just has to say them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's probably the pressure of it.
Yeah, and there might be a bit of a difficult translation, too.
Yeah, that could be the case, absolutely. At one point, there was a question, I think it was Raggle Rock in the chat room, who asked me if I'd seen somebody's Mill Mage deck. I have been seeing a lot of these Mill Mages, and I was watching, Savitz was playing it on stream 2 nights ago, I think. Man, oh man, that looks like fun.
I haven't seen the Mill Mage yet. Every so often I'll see a Mill Druid.
It's like, because with all the duplicate spells and the echo, you can put down Cold Light, which is the oracle cards, duplicate the crap out of them, and then that makes each player draw 2 cards. So as long as you do the math right in a lot of cases, you can make your, essentially your big, huge, lethal damage push is playing just Cold Light Oracle after Cold Light Oracle right at the end and making them just fatigue damage on your own turn. And it's so cool.
Plus, if you got any other creatures out, you can actually have a chance to, you know, get more cards in your hand so you're not running out of stuff to play as soon as them.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, your card draw then comes from not... Because that's kind of the key, is you want to make sure that you still have cards in your deck, because the Oracle does make both players draw cards. So if that's like your only card draw, and you're using your Echoes and your Duplicates and your Mirror Entities and all that kind of stuff to get cards that way, you're essentially creating cards and therefore not drawing. So you only want to draw from your own deck in addition to your, like, each turn draw. When you play your Cold Lights. So it's really, really cool. I want to try it, but I've just been having so much fun with that Mech Mage. But I tried the Warlock, that Warlock deck whose name I do not like.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that name.
I'm so not a fan of that name. Like, and I understand the joke, but it's not a funny joke. And it's right up there with a lot of, like, just Twitch chat stupidness, and I'm really, really not a fan of all of that, like, Twitch chat Kappa stuff. And
oh God,
the
so horrible
and then the what's the other thing, the Twitch chat stuff and the BM. I'm not that kind of a player, not that kind of a streamer, so I'm just kind of like, boo urns to all of this. I'm not calling my... I literally called it, like, Bad Warlock or something like that is when I called it in my game, because I'm just like, I'm not using that name. Anyway, so I did try that, and that was okay, but I don't find Zoo fun at all, so...
I don't really like aggro in general. It bores me.
I like aggro because I like having... you know, 5, 6, and 7 minions by turn 4 or something crazy like that. It makes me feel like it's so fun. It's just like, how are you even going to deal with this? I have 7 dudes. Boom, 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 boom. It's like Avenging Wrath, but minion form.
Yeah, but one of the reasons I don't like aggro is because sometimes you do that and they kill them all some way, and then you've got nothing. Or sometimes they get a couple big taunts, then you realize you just lose because you can't get through it well enough.
Mm-hmm.
I like mid-range control. Mostly I just play my demon lock these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real demon lock, not one of those stupid modified hand locks that they call demon lock.
Not
a demon lock. It's hand lock with a couple extra demons in it.
There's a lot of decks that kind of really changed and became more viable with GVG. So there's a lot of things that I haven't had a chance to try out yet. And, like I said, Mech Mage is what I've really been focusing on, and I really like it, and it's been a long time since I found a new deck that I've really, really liked. and that I want to play consistently on the ladder and really learn all the ins and outs of. Most of the time I'm switching between decks and just playing around and doing stupid shit. So, Feign Death. Yeah, see, there's like Feign Death Hunter. There's Murloc Shaman. There's the Mill Mage deck. I feel like there's a Druid deck that seemed really interesting.
There's a Control Hunter deck I found a while back that I use sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. I think my Hunter wins in Ranked are all the way up to like 5 or 6 now.
Yeah, and there's a, and that's what everyone's saying about this Zoo Warlock deck is that, you know, oh, you can push all the way to the top with it sort of thing. Like, it's stupid, ridiculous OP. And I'm just like, even then, I'm not, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not loving it. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play the stupid OP flavor of the week or flavor last 8 months, which Zoo is.
Yeah. Oh, the Token Pally deck. That's another one. Good one, Ignatium. V16 in the chat room says, please help, what's better, Xbox One or PS4? So, define better, because I just bought a PS4. I finally made the decision between the two. But Josh here, who's on the call as well, is an Xbox One fan. So, I don't know. It's really hard to define what's better. I think you have to look at exclusives and what exactly you want to play that's available on one of the platforms and not the other. And then... yeah, I think it comes down to exclusives and where your friends are. And for me, most of my friends are PlayStation, so.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. The better system is the one your friends are on, mm-hmm. because they're not going to go cross-platform. So make sure you pick whichever one a lot of your buddies are on.
Yeah.
And for me, because I bought an X-Gen so early, a lot of my friends were Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're not, well, if, I mean, if you're not, really like doing it to play with specific friends, then I think Ryan's advice is actually good. That
Ryan gave good advice. No,
well, about the consoles that, you know, most of the stuff you'd really want to play on the PS4 or Xbox One, you can probably play on PC, but the Wii U is going to have a bunch of games you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true. Although, I mean, I still would not call the Wii U next gen, but that's a whole other argument.
What? Well, is that not next gen?
It's only just catching up to what PS3 and Xbox 360 were doing. It's not doing anything crazy. It should have been released like 5 years before it was.
For the games that it is producing, it is perfectly fine. And it is producing games that are making people want a Wii U.
And so, it is significantly cheaper than the other systems.
Yeah. So still, no. I would, like, I'm picking up a Wii U before I get a PS4. Like, I have friends that have a PS4, but again,
well, and again, like, my games that are... yeah, my next purchase for a console will be a Wii U, because there's lots of stuff on it that I want to play, because Nintendo makes really cool titles. I like a lot of the stuff they do. I like Mario Kart, love Zelda, obviously. I think I've mentioned before, kind of hinted at, Garrett and I are toying with the idea of doing a Zelda kind of special show for, you know, probably 6 or 8 episodes, like seasonal sort of thing. And so, I mean, I'm totally into Nintendo, and that will be my next purchase. I just, I'm not necessarily knocking the Wii U now that Nintendo is coming out with more titles. It's a viable purchase. I mean, it's been out for how many years now? Like, it's just not there.
You can play Smash with Ryan and me.
I can play Smash. Exactly. Smash is another one. Yeah.
Yeah. I still haven't played Smash.
I still wish that they would just give up making hardware and just make software for the other platforms. That'd be great.
No. Because look what happened to Sega. That did not turn out well for Sega.
Yeah, but Nintendo is not Sonic Sega.
It's not beautiful.
Okay, guys, I can take one more question because I'm going to have to end the stream very, very shortly. I'm going to be on Azeroth Roundtable in half an hour. So that is on twitch.tv/AzerothRT. You should go follow them because I will be on with Ben. Yeah, half an hour. So I'm going to take one more question. So go, chat room, go. Waiting for the lag.
I will say, what do we do for the next 30 seconds?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe we just verbally say how awkward the silence is until we get another question. Probably by the time I'm done talking about it, maybe we'll have another question. I can't keep going unless we get another question. Come on.
How about that Don't Starve?
Oh, Don't Starve. Man, oh man. So good. Don't Starve Together. I've had so many people who are just... crazy intense about Don't Starve Together.
Really?
Yeah, everyone has been tweeting me, oh, we have to play, we have to play, we have to play. I'm like, what? I like Don't Starve, but I just, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know, you guys are so far beyond me. Oh, and there's Ben and John calling right now, so I'm gonna have to go, but yeah.
Tell them to wait. You're not supposed to be on there till 10.
Well, I know, but they always do, they do a, like, pre-show prep time.
Just wing it. More fun that way.
Right? You mean that's like this? Like here. I winged yeah. this? Yeah, this yes. is a great idea.
Look, it's been very successful, actually.
Jay on Say the Chat Room says, wait, if we don't ask a question, she can't leave. Hashtag loophole.
I think she can.
I pretty much can, but I
don't know yeah. if I want to take that bet.
Oh, I'll give you guys two more minutes.
Oh, man. We still don't have a question.
I know. We still don't have a question, so.
You have one guy being kind of a jackass, but.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. It's Twitch chat.
Yeah.
I thought we went over this already.
Yeah.
All right. So, how about this? Are you, do you plan on watching SWC all day tomorrow?
Pretty much. I do have my
pretty much.
Yeah, I do have my appointment in the afternoon that I'll be gone for. But generally, yes, I'm going to watch so much.
I'll have it on most of the time. Basically, anytime I'll be home, I'll at least have it on my laptop.
I was trying to figure out how to do it. So, Josh, you have an Xbox One, but Jim, do you have a PS4?
No, just a Wii U.
Damn it. Because I'm trying to figure out how to watch freaking Twitch on my PS4, and I can't do it. Although, to be fair, I literally just turned it on for the first time tonight and did all the setup stuff. So, but still, I was like trying to navigate, and I was just like, how difficult would this possibly be? And I got to the point where I was in the web browser, I had Twitch up, I pulled up Trump's stream, but then it didn't, like, play. It was there, but it was just, like, a static image. And it keeps telling me I need to download Adobe, and I'm like, I don't want to have, what? Damn it, Twitch, you and your Flash. So is there a place you can get, like, apps or something? Because I feel like there's got to be a Twitch app for PS4.
You should check the PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, like, on the PS3, there's, like, a menu, like, a separate menu that has, like, you know, stuff like Netflix and YouTube and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure.
Well, I found Netflix. Netflix was there. And there was an IGN app as well. And then... there's a couple of other video apps, but I don't even think that there was a YouTube one, actually. So, yeah, I feel like I'm clearly missing something.
Yeah, I would think so, that you could get it in the store.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, I would probably ask Garrett or Ryan.
Because
I believe they have the PS4.
Yes, I think you're right. I know Ryan does, and I'm pretty sure Garrett does as well.
Yeah, because I think they were playing Destiny together,
mm-hmm.
or had planned on it.
Yeah.
So.
So when a cross-platform game comes out, this is the last question, guys, from Jayonce. When the cross-platform games come out, when do you decide which platform, or how do you decide which platform to buy on? So usually for me, it's whatever I enjoy playing on the most. I think generally I go with PC, unless it's been a really, really, really long time since I've had something to go and sit and play in the living room. I like PC because it usually comes with, you know, a modding community in general. You can change your graphics, you can do all kinds of cool stuff. You just have a whole lot more flexibility with a game on PC. Like, platform, you're just stuck with whatever the stuff is. Like, I don't... what do you guys think? How do you decide where you buy a game?
Depends on the game. First person shooters I like with controllers, so I'll buy it for my Xbox One. RPGs I usually like on my Xbox One, which is why I got Dragon Age on that. But games like Don't Starve and Diablo and all that jazz, those ones I'll go to PC just because I like the WSAD better than using a joystick for those kind of games.
I do. I agree. There's sorry. Baton in the chat room says that Xbox has a better controller. Generally, in my experience too, I agree. I like the Xbox controller better than the PlayStation. PlayStation I find is too small and too light for me. I like a bigger, heftier controller, so I prefer the Xbox controller as well.
So
sorry,
you,
Jimmy. Yeah.
I basically, I buy everything on PC unless it's not on the PC.
Mm.
I tend to just own Nintendo systems. There's certain franchises I like. Mario Kart, Smash, Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
So wait, you've never played Uncharted?
Nope.
I've never played Uncharted.
Is that a perfect shooter?
No. Okay. Uncharted is similar to like Tomb Raider, I guess, but it's a PlayStation-only franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably get Uncharted 1 through 3 for the PS3 for dirt cheap these days.
Mm-hmm.
But man.
I got access to a PS3 until I move out, and my ex is keeping it because she used it for Netflix.
PlayStation does also have The Last of Us, which I bought. Like, my bundle for PS4 has Last of Us, so yay! I did get that. Yeah. I'm super excited.
I'm sure I could pirate it. Emulate and pirate that stuff if I really wanted to. Let's just
unofficially, you know.
Yes.
I was going to say, the Gamers Inn does not actually condone pirating. And
this is not a Gamers Inn host talking. This is just some random guy inside this black box.
Voices inside client's head.
Yes.
All right, guys, on that note, I'm going to kill the stream because I have got to go. It is, again, going to be in 20 minutes. I will be on Azeroth Roundtable, so you guys should go check that out, twitch.tv/AzerothRT. Ryan should be back next week, and we will be going live at 8:30 Eastern as normal. Until then, take care. If you guys want to send in any kind of questions, any emails, anything about our Game of the Year show, which was last week, we had a really, really, really great show last week. We've got a lot of feedback. We're going to have a really big email section on the next show. I thought Ryan was going to jump in, but I guess he didn't end his shift early enough. So, that'll be next week. So if you would like to send anything in, any feedback, any questions, any comments, it is info@gamersinpodcast.com. So thanks a lot, guys. Follow me Twitter, Twitch, both GIS Gamer. Josh, Jim, where can people find you?
Find me at Jimmy the Shovel on Twitter.
Perfect. Josh?
@_JDC and @TheAnyKeyGaming.
Sweet. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for jumping in. I didn't know if anyone was going to be around to talk SWC, so this is great.
Oh, I was here for you.
All right, guys, I will see you later. And again, join me in 20 minutes on Azeroth Roundtable.